Welcome, everybody. This is Jane Mahalini Haridath from Mahalini's Voices of the Soul. I'm a spiritual teacher, healer of sacred sexuality and soul embodiment, a multi-dimensional medium and writer of the book Make Peace to Your Origin. And my mission is to help as many as possible globally to unlock their true potential and lead a life of profound fulfillment by embracing their sexuality. And one of the things that I do to raise global awareness about what sacred sexuality is and soul embodiment and how it impacts all layers in our business and personal lives is to write articles about it. But I know, you know, and I wrote a lot of articles for Brains Magazine. So you will find all my articles over there. It is a global digital platform. But I know that many of us, we simply don't have the time to sit and read all those amazing articles of all the writers. So I decided to make an audio recording of my articles for you to make it easy accessible. And the duration is about 10 minutes, 10 till 12 minutes. So it will make it more easy for you to get access to all the profound content, meaningful content and tips to help you evolve in your own spiritual journey. And you know, to create a wonderful and peaceful life, your love life, to make your love life beautiful, and just to be happy. So today's topic is transforming from shame to fame, a personal story. This story needs to be shared. It is the remarkable journey of a woman, whom here we will call Elena, who approached me 1.5 years ago. Her narrative revolves around a powerful emotion of shame, a heavy cloud shaped by societal expectations and family history. Elena had faced lifelong setbacks and challenges, leaving her desperate and burdened by low self-esteem. Elena harbored a dream of building a successful coaching business, but her path was hindered by shame, particularly surrounding her body and deep-rooted family beliefs. Entering a tailor-made online program, From Shame to Fame, which spanned a year and became her key to breaking free from these shadows. I, of course, designed this program for her. And her journey unfolds as a simple tale of confronting shame, embracing self-love, and finding success in both life and business. It is a testament that change is not only possible, but achievable, even in the face of formidable challenges. It is all possible, guys. It's all possible. So let's talk about a journey to fame. Together, we embarked on a journey to unearth the roots of Elena's shame, discovering its deep connection to a mother wound passed down through generations. Her mother and grandmother, restricted by societal norms, never learned about their womanhood and sexuality. Emotional entrapments and the shadows of an eating disorder haunted their lives, creating a complex tapestry of shame that Elena unknowingly carried. Through introspection and healing exercises, the source of her struggles became evident. A cycle of pain and silence passed down through generations. Elena's courage to face this truth became the catalyst for her transformation. With each session, Elena learned to release burdens of shame that were not hers to bear. The program became her roadmap to self-love, guiding her towards appreciating her body, dissolving toxic inherited patterns, and fostering a profound sense of safety. It's wonderful. It was a wonderful journey. So let's talk about her transformation. As layers of shame were shed, a remarkable metamorphosis unfolded. Elena not only discovered self-love, but also became a magnet for the right kind of love in her personal life. The restrictive beliefs surrounding her sexuality lifted, allowing her to embrace this aspect without guilt or shame. She learned how to receive and give love to her new lover. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, she opened up and a new lover could enter her life. And Elena's business, once overshadowed by internal struggles, began to flourish. Authenticity and self-love infused into her brand resonated with a broader audience. The program not only transformed Elena, but also created a ripple effect, touching the lives of those resonating with her story. In the end, Elena's journey became a testament to the power of healing generational wounds. Through her newfound self-love, she not only rewrote her narrative, but became an inspiration to others on their paths to self-discovery. This story about shame needs to be shared globally to create awareness about a topic many avoid. And avoidance perpetuates shame, but facing it can transform it into the fame of self-love. So here are my four tips to recognize your own shame. Because I know that it's difficult for many of us to recognize that we feel shame, that we carry shame within us. And you know, the good thing is, it's not our fault. It isn't. It is coming. It is intergenerational trauma. It is intergenerational pattern. So it's so wonderful just to recognize it and just to transform it into your own fame of self-love. So here are my four tips. Listen to your body. Pay attention to physical signs like blushing, pain, or a sinking feeling in your stomach. And you might feel a sense of lightness in your head too. And a sinking feeling in your stomach might be caused when you feel that you have to talk about shame, you know, then this sinking feeling in your stomach might pop up. And be aware of negative self-talk, especially when you're talking about your body or your sexuality, about love or your business. And you might tend to pull yourself down. And if your business is going down, for instance, you know, then you might be shamed just to recognize and to admit that your business is going down. Because societal norms, they are teaching us that we have to be successful, and the only way to be successful is earn a lot of money. So, and if your business is going down, then you will feel shame, ashamed. And that's okay. That's okay. But just recognize it, because the moment that you recognize it, you will be able to transform it into your own fame of self-love. So my third tip is observe patterns of withdrawing from social situations or avoiding specific topics like having a love relationship or your success. This could be shields against shame. And rate your feelings, because on a scale of 1 to 10, assess the intensity of your shame. Because if you're self-honest, you know, it will help you a lot. An honest self-reflection is the first step towards transformation. And if the rates are high, don't panic. Let it motivate you to take the next step to change your shame into your fame. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have a beautiful conversation, then know that I'm offering a 30 minutes free call with me, a private time with me, just to listen to your story and to give you more tips. If you want to have more tips, if you need it, I'm willing here just to give it to you after listening to your story in 30 minutes free call. So just, and if you want to make this call, just go to my website, www.janeharida.com, and just book your private time with me. So for now, enjoy the content, enjoy this meaningful recording and all the tips. And feel free to share with me what your experiences are. So bye for now, and the next recording will come very soon. I'm going to record once a week. I'm going to record an article, make an audio of an article, and send it to you. And it will be available on my website. So you can, and on YouTube too, so you will always have access to it. Okay, bye for now.